Welcome to the Nightly Share. This is Mordechai. Thank you very much for joining us. Tonight's share is a recap of Parshas Ekev. And the opening of the Parsha begins with B'haya Ekev Tishmon, in the future tense, that you shall surely listen. And then it seems that it starts from a singular that goes into a plural and then back to a singular, which we'll get to in just a moment. But the Bahaya Ekev Tishmun is a future tense, as though, in effect, you will understand and you will listen. So the question is, where this Vav that's at the beginning of the Parsha is really a Mosif Al HaRishonim. Whenever we see a Vav, we know that it's coming to add something that had already been discussed. So if you look at the last Pasuk in Haskanah, the last few Pesukim, it talks about Vishamares Shmiras HaMitzvos and to observe them and to follow them. And that's how the preface begins, because surely we know that it is in our own best interest to follow those mitzvos. So the word Ekev is also a very strange word. The word Ekev is Lashon from Yaakov, right? We take the Yud out, but we get the Ekev in Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu says, Yesh li kol, and Esav says, Yesh li rav, Yesh li, he has many. So when someone says they have many versus someone that says they have everything, clearly you know that there's a difference. There's a qualifier over here. Because someone who has much is always seeking to accumulate more, and someone who has what he believes to be everything is satisfied with his lot. Ezer asher samech b'chelko, as Yehovah says, who is a wealthy person? That is someone who is satisfied with his lot. So the word ekev also refers to the lashon of like a heel. So that there's, as Rashi says, that a person should be as careful with the mitzvos that are dash ba'akam, that a person pushes aside with his feet, such as making a bracha, rishona, bracha achrona, saying sfiras ha'omer, and certain mitzvos are banan, that we know that, sometimes we have minhagim that take the place of what standard halacha practices should be. And in certain cases, we should follow what our zaydis had done, even if it's different from the Mishnah Berurah. But if you're conflicted with that statement, then it's always good to consult with a local Orthodox rabbi. But the understanding is very simple, that a person sometimes, as David Melech said, I'm not concerned about following the stringent mitzvahs. What I am concerned about is dash ba'akav. I'm worried about those that are very easy to oversee or to not oversee them. I should rather say that you're not really focused on them at all. And so that's what Ekev refers to, the heel. That it's something that literally a person pushes aside with his feet. The other explanation of Ekev refers to the fact that it is someone who is at the heel, literally, meaning that when you start a job, you're at the bottom of the totem pole, and then it takes time. You don't become the CEO overnight. You have to demonstrate certain skill sets, communication skills, written and oral communication skills, sometimes to be engaging with people and to understand how to communicate with anyone and everyone, despite the age gap or despite the education gap. Here's a person who can relate to people and understand people. That refers to an Ekev. And as a person matures at the organization, so then they rise to the top. But it takes time. And that's something that must be appreciated, understood. The other part of this discussion is that we have the word Ekev referring to Ekev asher shamata b'koli, that as Avraham Avinu had listened to the voice of Hashem. And another form of using that same word is that Asei Tarascha Keva, Shammai says in Pirkei Avos, we should set aside time for learning. So with all of these explanations, just in simply one word, we have a somewhat, basic understanding as to what the Parsha is intimating to us, especially as we approach Rosh Hashanah. This Haftorah is the second of the seven Shiva DeNechemta that go into Rosh Hashanah, so preparing us, with the mindset of tshuva, of adherence to mitzvos. So we know that at Perek Shishi in the Parsha, there's a very famous pasuk that says, Ma Hashem Shomei Ma Kim Le'Yiras Hashem. And if you look at that pasuk, and I believe it's Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, you'll see that there's 99 letters in that pasuk. And we know that Chazal say that don't learn it as Ma Hashem Shomei Ma, meaning that what does Hashem ask of you, which is actually everything. Hashem wants you to be dovik the mitzvos and shmiras mitzvos, etc. It just goes on and on. It's 99 letters. It's a very long pasuk. But rather, it's mea brachos, that ma'a Hashem Shomimach. Hashem requests that you should say 100 blessings every single day. The question is, how do we get to 100? And why specifically 100? So the Gemara Menachos brings down that during the time of David HaMelech, there was a terrible plague, and there were countless individuals that were dying every day. And David HaMelech said that it's time for us to focus on our tefillos and make sure that we say 100 blessings every day. And then once that was instituted, the plague stopped. So some of Farshim explained that it wasn't that David HaMelech instituted 100 blessings. They already existed. However, he wanted everyone to have kavana before they said those blessings, which is another level to think before we speak and to internalize the words so that they make an impression upon us. And as the pasuk says, Ulam HaGeber Hukam Ol, that were not for this individual who established this new covenant. What is new covenant? Ol is the gematria, Ayin Lamed is the gematria of 100. So with that, David HaMelech was able to encourage the people to be more dovek b'mitzvos and not to simply say the words. I'll just tell a quick story. When I was in Eretz Yisrael for in my Shana Bet year, I was, playing in the Gan HaPamon with some friends, and on my way back, I realized that I misplaced the address of the Zalman. I was looking for the Brizel family, and I really felt lost. I walked into a bakery, the Brizel Bakery, thinking that that would be a great place to go. And sure enough, when I approached the person there, they said, "Which Brizel?" And I said, "One that lives here in Meir Shalem." And he said to me, "There's, he opened up a like a Rolodex, so to speak, of those two magnet. I don't know if you remember those things, but you would put your name, and it was like a magnet, like a Rolodex. You open it up, and it looked like a card, but it opened up into like this long list of phone numbers. And there's 144 Brizels in a 3-block radius. I felt very lost, so." The guy said to me, I know, I understand that you're overwhelmed, but you should go to Rav Zalman Brizel. He's the Mor HaDa'as of Geula." And that's where I ended up going. And I still remember when I came into the house with my flowers. I told him I'm an Orach of America. He sat me down. He was already he spent the entire day in Palace Tefillin. This is an individual, a big tzaddik, that was not just the Mor HaDa'as of Geula, but he was also the former Chavrusa of Rav Shach, and he founded the Mahajan Bus Company. He was a Yerushalmi born in Palestine, a real Palestinian from 1920s. And on Friday night, he made sure that when we said the bracha, we would say every letter out loud. And when it was my turn to say Al Natilas Yadayim, before I sat down to make the hamotzi, I mumbled the words, "Baruch Atah Hashem, no, no. Say it again." And I said it a second time. And this time I said a little bit slower. And then he made me say it a third time. And from there, I learned the meaning of having kavanah when you say certain words, to make sure that you don't just simply go through them quickly, but rather you have to think before you say every word. So this is a very powerful lesson to me. And I hope that it was beneficial to you as well. Tonight's shiur is dedicated as Leila Nishmas, Rebbetzin Sima, Bas, Harav Ben Sion, Rebbetzin Simi Wagner, Neshama should have an Aliyah, and we're hoping that our learning is a Sfas Neshama. And with that, I wish everyone a wonderful week, and of course, Bracha V'Hatzlach.